Imagine starting the year not knowing what to do, not having any certainty because you have no idea that what you're doing will ever give you the result, feeling nervous about, am I going to make it this year? Is it going to be good? And then also imagine 12 months from today, at the end of the year, that are somewhere in your coaching business that you could not even imagine were possible to get to. So what is the difference? See, today we're going to talk about how to plan your year to make sure it's not just, you're not building a business on coincidence, but you are intentionally planning for success in this year.
Yeah. When you say that, like I get a little bit nervous. And the reason why is because in my beginning of my career, there were so many times that I was wishing more than effectively doing or effectively plan. And it's like it's soul sucking because it drains our faith and it drains our like courage or courageousness in daring to believe in like yourself or in me. So when I'm doing something, I'm going for something big and I want to create something great and then completely fail. Like, what does that say about me? And that's the way it is for most people starting a business. Because like, where should I start? What should I do? What should I, like, and starting a business or like growing a business, same thing. Because what do I need to do differently? So that's kind of where we need to start.
Because the problem is most people work in their business and continue just do. But what we really want to do now is like working on the business, having a clear plan of what to do. Because when we do not have a plan, what we see a lot of coaches that we speak to, they tried everything or they are running after shiny objects due to the fact that they don't have a clear strategy. They don't have a clear plan. They don't have that clear outcome to reach. So they will like grab for everything that feels like, oh, at least maybe this could be better. Like a lot of hoping that something will work, that something could be better, and it becomes stressful.
Yeah. And maybe even seeing something over there that seems like, if I do that thing, that's going to work. But I can't do that thing because I'm 10 meters away from being able to do so. So I'm starting to move towards being able to do that thing that I think will work. And then the problem is we do that because how we do anything is how we do everything. So we're always looking for something over there that thing is going to work. But on the journey to get to that thing that we think is going to work, I'm going to change my strategy or change my approach or change my how I'm approaching it. And by that, I'm going to look at something else again and start working towards that. And even if we don't have, even if no one would say that, like, that is my go-to strategy, that's what I do. I look for things that I'm going to try. That's how many people are doing it.
Yeah.
And it's really destructive.
You know what really surprises me? I had just in the past 2 weeks, chats with several coaches. When I asked them, hey, let me know, I love this time of the year. We're planning 2025. We have this new year. What's your 12-month goal? And you know, the thing is, most people do not dare to set a goal because they have no clue how to get to that one and they don't want to let themselves down or not live up to the, like, who they wanted to be or what they said they were going to do. So most coaches actually don't dare of saying like a specific thing, or the other way they come from, hey, I need to be realistic. If you, let's say you just come out of a year that didn't go exactly as you wanted it to be, that you might be in a dip in your business or you haven't lifted off the ground, then your perspective of what is realistic is probably very far from what would be realistic for a lot of other people. So I see that either most people do not dare to set clear goals, at least not 12-month goals.
But would you say that that is both
specific goals?
Would you say that that is both, like in your experience, is that both long-term and short-term?
It is. because what it comes out as is, instead of saying, hey, I want to make this much money, see, it could also be a money like issue, but instead of saying, I want to make this much money, I want to get this many clients, like these specific numbers that is very important to have in a business. We'll get back to why most people actually say, well, I want it to be better than last year. I want it to be enough. Yeah. I want to feel that. I want to get clients, more clients. And the next question is then, well, how many then? Like, what specifically? Like, how many a month? How many in a year would you like to work with? And that is, like, I believe that a lot are kind of like nervous about being specific, because there is also this idea, then I need to reach that thing. And if you have no clue what to do, how to do it, and you're afraid of overcommitting to yourself or even to your clients or to the market, yeah, it's better to play safe and not say anything.
Yeah.
Loud and clear.
Yeah. And it also holds us from like test our capabilities.
Yes.
So like it's like definition of playing safe. And the problem with playing safe is that we are never going to experience new stuff with playing safe.
Yeah.
Because playing safe only means doing what I already know.
Yeah, exactly.
And it means that you're going to get more of what you already have. Yeah. Like that is the biggest problem of all. I can tell that you're about to say something. So.
Because why is it so important? What is the problem not planning for success? What happens if you actually do not plan to have a successful year? What is the outcome? I believe that if you're not planning for success, like, I'm going to start quoting like Tony Robbins. This is episode one. I'm starting to quote Tony Robbins already now.
Oh, no.
No. Well, because he says a lot of like great quotes. But the thing is, you do not get what you want. You get what you accept. And if you do not plan for success, if you've never been successful in your business before, you're probably going to stay the same place in a year or your business will probably go down. Because the fact is, if you have no plan and you don't know what to do, how to do it, you would probably run around doing a lot, like work hard, definitely work hard, but working hard on things that is not the right, like spending too much time on things that will actually not move the needle or will should not give you what you really want to have in a year from now.
You want me to say something about that?
You don't need to.
Because like in the beginning, you formulated, you asked it as a question.
Yeah.
And the first thing that came to mind for me was like, if you don't plan for your year, you have no direction.
Exactly.
Try putting yourself in a car driving around without direction. Like it's literally pointless unless you're practicing your driving, because I guess that it gives you something, but it still doesn't give you as much as if you're actually trying to get somewhere. So
where to start?
If we were to boil this down to like the easiest thing is like you can learn everything from reflection, and if you're coachable enough, you can be coached by a rock. That's one the thing that one of my coaches said like 15 years ago to me, that if you're coachable enough, if you're open to learn, you can be coached by anything, even a rock. And what it means is that if you're looking and reflecting on what's working, what doesn't work, what's like soul sucking, what drains you from energy, and what pulls you, what moves you, so that you can see that, hey, this thing right here, that actually pulls me to take action. And this thing for me, it's soul sucking. If we can acknowledge and be self-aware, first of all, of what don't I like, doesn't happen naturally to me, then I can start to practice discipline. And when I find out what pulls me, I can know that if I'm feeling drained, that's where I like need to pivot, and I need to look laterally and see how can I get more of this thing that motivates me. And it's differently for everybody. So it's not like, hey, here's your framework, it's same for everyone, but you need to stop and think, so that you can figure out what is currently working, what doesn't work, what moves me forward, and what drains my soul.
I love that, because like I understand the eagerness of getting started with this year and start doing stuff, but I think it's well worth the time. Start evaluating last year. I think way too many people are too eager moving forward, and they forget that like very important thing of reflection, taking in the lessons and the learnings you have, because those will be a huge big guidelines for the next year, planning the next year.
Yeah. So, and just super quickly, I'm so sorry, quickly about that, is that we are not in business to win all the time. That's a very important like thing to just understand. You are not going to win and reach all of your goals. It's not the point. Because if you did, you would be playing too small and you would also get more of what you already have. It's pointless. So what you really need to do is you need to be aware that when you go for something important, then you also need to understand that on the journey towards what's important, I'm going to fall and I'm going to bruise my knees and I'm going to hit the concrete. And sometimes I'm going to do it running and sometimes I'm just going to like trip over myself and it's going to be fine. And the thing is, it's always going to be fine. If we can take a second and just look, okay, so what did I do that got me to this outcome? When you lose, you learn. And when you win, you celebrate.
So what questions should you ask yourself in that?
Starting with, what did I learn from last year? And then point big things and small things and put them on a list. And what did I love about last year? Oh, absolutely.
What did I love? So you would start with what went well and then...
No, it's not necessarily the same. It's not necessarily the same what went well and what did I love. But when we are opening up a bucket to start figuring out like where are the good stuff, we do not want to hold ourselves or what went well. And then we go into an analytical brain and we can like, it's like what went well. It can literally be that I got this close connection that I highly prioritize with one of my clients among other clients. Because from that, we can figure out, okay, so why? And then we can figure out patterns. So when looking at a bucket, I gather all the, I don't want to say negatives, but like the stuff that didn't work and the frustrations, and then bucket all the stuff that are the positives so that we can get those down, because you can learn from both.
So can I share like my process?
Yeah.
Because I need to work very structured, because I really want to put things into boxes and know tick, like did this. So when we're going into planning, I do that every year. If I did not plan last year, I would start by just looking into getting clients. How did it go? How many clients did I actually get? I'll go into specifics. How many clients did I get each month? How did I get those clients? What worked? If I hoped I could have had more than I had, I would ask myself, so what did that work? Why was that? What is my belief? And we can only work with what I believe at this point. That's why everyone needs a coach, right? Because we always only start with what I believe, why, like my evaluation. If I evaluate wrong here, my next year will be not as good as well, because it comes from bad evaluation. This is why you need someone else to look at it, but find out, so what didn't work and all of that. So I go with this like more technical stuff first, like how many of this, how did it go, my delivery, what worked with my delivery, what did not work. And then I go back to, so what did I like about this year? What did I actually enjoy in my business? And what parts of my business did I not enjoy? Reflect though, well, why is that? Why is it I did not enjoy these parts? I think that is the thing how I would do. So once we have that evaluation, we've done those works, I think the challenges start coming, because now it's all about, so what do I do about it? And if I do not have a structure to work with that moving forward, I believe that it's easy to get into evaluating like it was bad, it was good, it was shit, it was like have emotions to it. I believe here it's all about take out the emotions. I understand that it will be emotions because you have opinions about how it went last year, but we can look at it like tag those emotions as the leaders in our business and look at it from a perspective of, so what, how do I change it this year? How can I do it? How can I do it differently? And I think like to make sure we actually get into a successful year from now, step number one must be, so from a clean slate, continue with the things you want to continue with that you know works. Don't change what works. Keep those things. But now it's about setting new goals. I think step number one is going into set a 12-month goal. Like, where do I want to be in my business in 12 months from now? And since it is a business, we need to put a money goal on it. Like, What revenue do I want to have? What do I want to have? How many clients would I need to have to get to that revenue? How would I like to work? Like, what is the thing I'm going to deliver to my clients this year? And I'll also remember that everything we plan right now, it can change, but we need to have a direction, as you said. We need to have a direction on where are we going towards so we can plan and schedule that it actually happens. So how am I going to deliver to them? Those are the big things, the big goals to reach, right?
Yeah, but also there is a sweet spot there that is super important, because it's a muscle, and it takes experience to be able to set like efficient goals for different stages in businesses, especially when you're going to grow. So like, I'm going to go here, yeah, and I've never been here, but I'm going to do it. So, but there is a sweet spot between being realistic and stretching yourself. And you need both. Like, if you've never made $1 million in your business, then it's not probable that you're going to make $100 million next year. If you've never made $100,000, you might not want to go for $1 million. No. And I can't tell you how many coaches I've talked to that have said, like, I want the quick, like, yeah, I know, I do 10K and then 30K and then 50 and then 100 and 250 and 500 and then I do the million. I don't want to do that. I want to sidestep it. I want to climb the mountain from a different angle and go straight for the million. And it always leads to shit. So realistic, sure, yeah. Can anyone 5X their business in a year? Yeah. You can't. Does it take effort? Absolutely, of course. Like, does it take strategy and does it take help? Yeah, absolutely. But everyone can. So we need to figure out, like, okay, cool. So if I can 5X it, what do I feel about 5X? Does it stretch me? Does it make me kind of like give me a sensation of being nervous? Because the moment we are getting emotional about it, then we're putting it to life. Because everything in life is fed through emotions. No emotions, no life. A lot of emotions, life. So you need to feel stuff about it. If you're not emotional about your goal at all, scared, happy, excited, whatever, it's wrong. And then the second thing is to just know that we are somewhere, like, it's not super important that it's super, super realistic. You can be off. Let's say that you go for, like, I'm going to make €1 million and then you make 125,000. It's not the end of the world. On the contrary, because, like, what happens when you allow yourself to play the game for real is that you're actually getting valuable data. And the data is what gives us, like, the things that we learn from playing the game for real. That is the only thing that is going to allow us to build the success that we want.
Yeah. See, I want to bring, because we had a client we worked with for a couple of years, Kim. When we met her, she was doing 30,000 euros a year. And she wanted to make 30,000 euros a month. That was her goal. And in this process of doing this, because that's big, like, it's a big step, absolutely. Is it realistic? 100%? How do we know? Well, because a lot of people have done that in a year. It is a big step, though. But what I really loved about that was when she started breaking it down to, so what does that look like? Because one thing is saying, I want to make this much money, but we also need to go into the next step. And the next step is, so what does that
look like? What does that look like? How do I do that?
Like, how many clients, if you know your price point today on your program, how many clients do you need to reach that goal? And that's what she did, because she realized that she was selling something. She was selling a complete online course, very cheap, like a couple of hundred. What she realized that in order for her to get to that next goal she had no clue. How am I going to get that many clients? It was like, I need to, well, in this, if I have this price point, and this is my goal, I need to sell 150 seats in a month. That's now it sounds like, oh my God, that's overwhelming.
Yeah, but I love the fact that, like, shit, I can't deliver to 150 people and then realize it, but I can't sell that much either. So it's kind of levels itself out and then cancels the emotions. And I'm like, oh, I'm safe in my boat again. Until I get reminded that, oh shit, I still want that goal.
Yeah.
Cool. So what do I do now?
Yeah. So.
Yeah. Sorry. No, I just want to say, and it's so important to get to that point to realize, okay, in order for this to become reality, what actually needs to happen so that we can be real with like, okay, so is this business model providing me with what I need in order to be able to have that? And in her case, like it was very clear, it wasn't. Today, she is doing like something that is massively different. And she has sold coaching programs for thousands and thousands of euros. I think her most expensive program was 18,000 euros.
Yeah.
And she also reached her 30K month.
She had her best month within the 12 month after that. She set the goal of like reaching 30K month. Her best month within the year after that was 92,000 euros in 1 month.
Well, she's like,
that's why I'm saying it's so important that when you set your goal, be careful what you believe is realistic as well. And as I said from the beginning, imagine you don't know what to do, how to do it today, but 1 year from now, you exceed like your wildest expectations. It's actually possible, but we need to break it down because if you now you have a 12-month goal, we need to break that down. So know how, what is my goal? If I start breaking that down to like quarterly goals, sure. I can break it down to monthly goal. And as that realistic check, do my delivery model or my offer, does that support me in getting the business I really want? Otherwise, I need to change it. And I need to change it now so I don't realize this, because the worst thing that happens for people who don't plan is that they wake up someday in October and realize that they are so far away from the goal. They give up.
And they give up on way more than just their goal. They also give up on their capabilities. They give up on their self-esteem. Yeah. They give up on their value and how they look themselves in the mirror.
Yeah.
And there are so many levels that they give up. And I know this because I've seen it 1,000 times, but I also know this because I've felt and I've been out the data. What needs to happen for me to actually reach my goal?
Yeah.
And I'm not talking about what do I do on Monday. Right now, it's just the overall game plan. So I want to reach this goal. I'm going to make this much money. That means I have this price point. I need this many clients and I need this many clients monthly. Like a pro tip from me to anyone who's doing this for the first time. I would not do the mistake of creating I would break it down. When you know how many clients you need, if let's say that is 60 clients, then I would break it down into 5 clients a month. Is my math completely off? 5 clients a month, 2 months, that's 10. No, that's 60. So then I would write it 5 clients a month. I would not do it like, okay, 2 clients in January and 1 client in January, 1 client in February, 1 client in March. And then by April, I will have learned how to do this. So then I can start scaling and like, because it doesn't happen though. You need to play the game month, 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 because that allows you to learn way quicker. And it doesn't matter if you are getting 1 client a month of the first month and you said 5. It only means that you can look at reality. So I got 1 client. I didn't get 5 clients. What was missing for me to get 4 more clients? And because if you're doing, like if you would have set yourself up for like 1 client January, 1 client February, 1 client March, and then you get 1 client in January, guess what? You're going to celebrate. The problem is you're not learning enough to be able to get 5 clients in April or 7 clients in April or wherever you put it. So the pro tip is to break it down straight, to divide it by 12, straight off, not doing anything differently. And if my standard is 60 clients a year, because that would make me reach my goal, like, and I would figure out how do I do 5 clients a month and reach that standard. And I would try to learn that as fast as possible.
I completely get what you're saying. I think I want to break it down a bit in the steps, because I like that we're giving away step by step what to do here. Because I believe it comes to steps down the line or something, because you're absolutely right. I now know how many clients, as you said, if I know during the year I need 60 clients, I break it down to I need 5 clients a month. Then the next thing in planning for success is having a plan. So what is my plan to reach 5 clients a month? What is the strategy? What we teach is doing challenges, doing mini challenges, like doing sales events. How to do your content, how to have conversations with people,
how to build relationships, how to, totally.
So decide on what is my master plan of getting 5 clients, because now it becomes easy, right? Now it's not what is my master plan to get 60 clients? Now it's my master plan to get 5 clients. And when you have an idea on what I want to do and make a decision, this is what I'm going to run with, this is what I'm going to do, I can break it down to action steps. So what are the specific action steps I need to do to make this happen? Like, how many pieces of content do I need to do in a month? How many people do I need to speak to during a month? How many people should I invite to an event during a month? How many should be participating during a month? How many conversations, how many sales calls should I have in a month? Because now what happens is we add numbers to them, metrics, business numbers. When we have some specific numbers, this is how much I need to reach in a specific
number. That we can track it.
Now we can track it.
And tracking is like number doesn't lie.
No.
And when it comes to numbers, just want to say this because of experience, like number is the language of business.
Yeah.
And I'm not saying that to be an asshole to all the people who like, I don't know numbers. Like, we're speaking so basic math. So the only reason why you believe you don't understand numbers and you can't do numbers is because you've built that story.
Yeah.
The numbers in business is super duper easy. And then you hire an accountant to take care of all the advanced stuff.
And I think you do a podcast episode like just on those numbers as well, right? Yes.
Super important, but
breaking it down.
Yeah, and then also like it's a little bit different for everyone as well, especially when we're learning. So if we're talking about like I need 5 clients a month, then we want to figure out and reverse engineer it and figure out, okay, so if I want 5 clients a month, how many sales calls do I need to do every month? And if we assume, so we have a standard where we want our clients to reach at least 40% conversion rate on their sales calls. And it doesn't start there. If I need 5 clients, I need this many sales calls. If I can calculate and figure out what these numbers are, then I can know. So then the question, then I move the entire conversation towards the next thing. Okay, cool. So I need 10 sales calls a month. Really cool. So how do I book 2 sales calls a week, or how do I book 3 sales calls a week? Because that makes me ensures me that I get the 10 sales calls a month. Okay, I need to do and book 2 sales calls a week. Really cool. What do I do then? Because then I can start to figure out what do I do Monday. Okay, I need
it. No, you put it in. You schedule it in.
Yeah. So yeah, because now I can start to figure out. Okay, cool. So I want this outcome by the end of the week. I need to connect with people that want me to book sales calls, and then we can go even further to say, what kind of quality do I want on the sales call? I want someone who actually wants to talk to me. Okay, good. That's a good condition. They didn't just show up because you hijacked them and kind of forced the sales call upon them, but they show up because they want to. So how do I build that? Okay, I need to build relationships. So how many relationships do I need to build, and how many touches with people do I need in order to get the 2 sales calls? And then we can look at, okay, so how many content pieces do I need to write this week?
So when we decided, like, what are my numbers? And break it down to action steps. We schedule them into the calendar so we know it happens. If I know my plan for the next 12 months, my plan is to have a sales event every month. Book it in now.
Yeah.
Make sure you schedule it into your calendar today for the next 12 months. So you know, I will have these events, because then you also know how long time do I need to market and when should I start market. And then you said something really great, because now you start going into like, so how do I do it? Now is a good time to write down all the questions that you can see. Well, I do not know. How do I build a relationship? How do I book a sales call? How do I have a sales call? How do I do this? Find out what do you need to learn and find someone who knows and get the freaking help. Don't do it now. Make sure you get that coach. Like, that is why we help people, right? Everyone needs someone to help them. So get someone to help you now. Don't waste the next 3 or 4 or 5 months not knowing how to do those different things.
Yeah, dabbling
and trying, testing it out.
Yeah.
If you want to reach the goal, get someone who knows how to do it to hold your hand, tell you what to do, so you can start seeing the results from the beginning.
But it's so important, because otherwise, like, overwhelm is a real thing. And what happens when you're overwhelmed is that you lose your capability of using your brain. when you lose your capability of using your brain, your emotion is going to take over. You can't use your brain, so you can't rationalize it.
Once you know what to do, what you have your plan, which you have now, when you know what is the strategy you follow, and you're breaking that down, the thing is, you minimize the risk of you start following all the shiny objects. You minimize the risk of jumping on every single, we call them shiny objects, but what it is like current trends.
And it's where we started this conversation. Yeah. We started with saying, like, I believe I need to do that thing over there. So I'm going to run towards that
thing. Because you didn't.
And before I've even reached that thing,
yeah,
I'm going to find another thing that's shiny and that seems like, that seems like the golden.
Have your plan and follow that plan. Only change the plan when you evaluate and see what to change and have that great evaluation, because it's not about, well, I have like really pitfall to fall into. I hear a lot is, well, I'm starting to get sales. Maybe I should just lower my price. I need a really cheaper price point.
Yeah.
That is not the solution. It will not change your result, just make you make less money. It's the problem is there's something that you, a skill set you're lacking, or your offer is not good enough. Your messaging is not good enough. There's things that's just not working enough.
Yes. And just as well as you shouldn't lower your price and sell yourself cheap, at least that's not what we believe. Another one is that you should run paid ads. If you run paid ads to a page where they can book a call, it's just going to happen magically. People are just going to walk in my store and they're basically going to jump on the call and say, yeah, I want to buy. And yeah, it doesn't work. And why doesn't it work? It doesn't work because people are people. And we need to understand that we're actually speaking to a human being. So we need to put ourselves in the other person's shoes.
So understand marketing. It's not about like, oh, if I just pay more, people will come. If I just lower my price, you just need to be better at marketing. That's the goal.
And understand marketing, but also learn marketing.
Yeah,
like
absolutely. If you become a business, learn marketing. I think we've got enough now.
Yep.
Let's wrap up. What did we get out of this? What did we get out of this episode? Like very shortly, what did we learn from this episode? Evaluate last year. What was working? Have a clear 12-month goal. Break that down to 3-month goal, like quarterly goals. Break that down to monthly goals. Then add into it. So how am I going to do that, reaching that goal? And scheduling in what you need to do into your calendar. And then put some numbers to it. Like how many of, like what is the quantity of each task I need to do in order to reach that goal? And schedule it into my calendar so it happens, and evaluate monthly that is actually happening, and understand, is there anything I need to learn? Get help now. Don't waste your time trying to figure out something that you haven't figured out before. Someone knows, has the key.
And it really works. Don't, like the metaphor from, you don't have to invent the wheel all over again. You're not meant to. And sure, you can try to Google your way to it, but you're going to get so many different answers. So speak to someone who's actually done what you want to do. Yeah. It's much easier to follow in one person's footsteps than trying to figure out 1,000 different person's footsteps and piecing them together.
We actually made a lot of trainings. So when you break down what is it that you want to do, join our free Facebook group, Online Coaches Getting More Clients on Social Media. We will have some specific action steps like trainings on how to do it. Join our next channels where we actually help you. Reach out to us on Instagram, The Millionaire Coaches, or join the group. We'll give you some free training for you to implement, so to help you move forward and get those structures hooked into you.
And most importantly, really actually starting up the best way possible.
Yeah.
Getting the results that you desire as fast as possible.
Good.
Love it.